Dana, thank you so much for talking with Belly about how to ensure that whether money's involved or just an exchange of wonderful favours, your experience of sharing a home is going to be a happy one.
You're welcome, Tess. I'm glad to be here.
Now, we are going to start by focusing more on the person who is leaving their house for someone else to live in. And even though you have many times done this as a business, we think that having had a chat about it before the show, that actually a lot of the things that we need to think about are the same, whether money is involved or not. And the first thing that you find very important is just the sheer preparation of the house.
Yes. Look, I think the preparation is everything in some ways. And that's both if you have someone coming in to house sit or if you've got someone coming in to rent the house. And I think my first thoughts would be probably minimization of risk, because accidents can happen to anybody. So I try to leave the house pretty minimalist. I take a Zen approach. So in the weeks leading up to someone coming into the house, I'll make sure that really what is left for either the rental or the house sitter are the very basics. Any of my beloved objects get locked away in a cupboard. The other thing is that I make sure that whatever is left out is really user-friendly. So, for example, in the kitchen, I make sure that their utensils or saucepans, whatever, that most people understand and know how to use.
What happens if you don't have anything that's user-friendly? Do you think it's important enough to maybe just go out and buy something cheap?
Spoken like a fabulous chef. My kitchen's probably a bit different from yours. Yeah, I would actually recommend that. I would recommend, you know, we have like a pretty casual beach shack kind of atmosphere. So we don't feel that we have to have chef level utensils or saucepans or whatever. And actually there have been, like when I have had, and I still do, like very nice fry pans, for example, I tend to lock those away. Any really nice platters, beautiful glassware, I make sure that everything can go in the dishwasher. I try and make sure that everything can use, like either if someone were to run a scour over it, it's not going to wreck it completely. But that's difficult, obviously, in this day and age of non-stick. But most people are familiar with non-stick, so I usually leave two scourers. So I've got a non-stick and a scrubber. But yes, I think the more basic equipment you've got, the better. And the same with things in the cupboards. You know, I leave the very basics. So there's not a lot in my pantry, but it covers the basics for what people need.
And you've never had anyone complain that there isn't enough or be worried about the locked up bits?
No, I think most people, if it's not there, they don't miss it. They probably think, oh, there's no place like home because I missed my Circulon fry pan. But here, I think they realise it's a holiday, it's a beach house, and they've got the essentials and they make do.
And you try and make up for that by dressing up the house with a few non-essentials too, don't you?
I do. Because I feel that the house is fairly basic, then what I do is I add in touches such as loads of really nice towels, beautiful organic products, so that they always have a full bottle of shampoo and conditioner and organic soaps. And I try and put lots of flowers around. I create a sense of abundance, I guess, with, you know, like spare linens, tons of bath mats, so that it feels that there's a touch of luxury, even though it's a really basic rental.
No matter how much you do that, some people still might find ways to damage even things that you think are pretty much foolproof. There is no such thing, people. I mean, another way that makes sense to me is doing a big list with information and letting people know. But then at the same time, when I've done that in the past, I start to feel like either I'm really anal and they're going to just ignore it because they think this person's crazy, or it just becomes so long that they're not going to read or remember everything. So obviously leaving some information for house minders or renters is important, but what do you think are the most important things that we should make sure we cover?
First of all, in that instance, I think there is a big difference between your house minder and your renter. Generally, a holiday renter is not going to have the time and patience to read a long list. They're not interested. They want a really carefree holiday, which could include never washing, hand washing a dish. So for the rental, I usually leave, there's one sheet, and like an A4 sheet, and that's it. I also leave a folder with any lists of the appliances and how they're used, if it came to that, that they wanted to look further into how the appliances are used, and also a list of tradespeople. On the other hand, for a house sitter, who I feel probably has more of an emotional attachment, or they feel more obligated to really take care of the place, I think then a longer list could easily be appropriate. So on the shortened list, it's really basic. For example, we have a small outside grill. Definitely has to be all non-stick, like utensils and cleaning. So we do put that on the list. We put on things like how to use the water filter, how to use the television, where the vacuum cleaner is located, but very, very basic. The washing machine, for example, already has a list of instructions pasted on the top of it, so that's directly on there. For the house sitter, and if there's things that you really are specific about, you know, the way that you want them, then I would think, you know, 2 to 3 pages is quite reasonable that they should read and follow your guidelines of how you like things kept.
And what sort of things are really important for that list, do you think?
I would say, as you were suggesting before, like the care of certain utensils in the kitchen is important. So if you did leave some nice pans out, then by all means I would say this is the cleaning product that I use. And very often, even with the rental, I will leave out, for example, the stove top is a ceramic stove top. So I leave out a special ceramic cleaner perched right on the edge of the stove to give them the hint. This is what you use on the stove. For the house sitter, I would make it really specific. I would say, this is what you use on this appliance. This is how I clean the oven. This is what I use on my bench tops. This is how I clean my sink. These saucepans are non-stick. Please use. Just don't get it.